Wake up, wake up, wake up. Ow. You're the only person that hasn't laughed at that yet.
Yeah, I don't laugh at the slappy slap.
Ha ha ha.
This Transformers Tuesday, it's a can't-miss podcast that transforms your world. Just saying.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. This post-Thanksgiving time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Yeesh.
Just another day of the week.
Yeah. Well, not according to TFW, because they... Every other post is an ad for Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals, which is great. I mean, it's great that they're, you know, putting out where we can get those deals if we wanted them, but, you know, it is what it is. So tonight on the list, we are starting way back in November 17th as we are coming up on the end of the month. We are recording this on November 28th, and this is episode 428 of All Things Transformers. And we start with Hasbro to sell non-brand aspect of E1. I read this just off air when we were commiserating and trying to figure out what we were going to record tonight. And I'm like, okay, I understand this, but what is the non-brand aspect of this? Because you're still talking about... The priority brands for investment include Peppa Pig, Transformers, Dungeons & Dragons, Magic the Gathering, My Little Pony, Power Rangers, Play-Doh, and Hasbro's iconic portfolio of board games, including Monopoly and Clue. Okay, so what part of that is your non-brand aspect of E1?
Yeah, I can't quite figure that out either.
I don't know if the person who posts these stories on TFW2005.com, if they just wrote this title or if it was auto-generated or whatever, but like, I don't. And honestly, outside of the few things Transformers-wise that I've seen, like we are going to eventually do an Earthspark spoiler-filled review and Optimus Solo is going to join us for that, other than that, I haven't seen any E1 Transformers stuff. Like,
in all honesty, I see this as like the Hub 2.0.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, oh, we bought it, we launched it, we sold it.
Yep.
You know, obviously they're going to maximize the value of what they're getting out of it.
And they're going to terrorize everybody else.
Yep. So basically, they're going to fold some of this under the Hasbro Entertainment team.
This is just all... I don't know if it's the way that this article is written.
Well, or... I know that they buckled down and they more or less were deciding that, you know, we don't have the bandwidth for all this. We want to buckle down on certain brands. I know that that was the original article.
Yeah.
That I'd read somewhere. And so while I am hopeful, that means that better things are on the horizon for some of these. Like, most of them I don't care, other than like Power Rangers and Transformers. But
yeah,
I mean, Magic the Gathering, they've kind of screwed the pooch on that one with overcharging.
Yeah.
And the board games, I mean,
I love them.
From like, I like the board games, don't get me wrong, but they come from like Milton Bradley and like the other company that created them, and then they folded them under Hasbro in the 80s and early 90s. So they're
Well, that's because Hasbro bought.
But there's nothing special to them.
No, they're the same. Look, what I love to find the both the regular Transformers Monopoly and the Beast Wars Monopoly, get on a plane, fly to Colorado, and you and I play these board games to see what they changed. Like, Monopoly has been Monopoly for God knows how, you know, 50, 60, 70, whatever the hell old Monopoly is. But they now have been doing these things over the last, let's say, 15 to 20 years of doing themed versions of it. And I've never actually looked. I've seen them in the stores, but I've never actually bought any of them or done anything with any of them because I love board games. I just don't. I'm by myself, so, like, not a lot of people come over here to play board games kind of thing. And, yeah, I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Next up, we have got the fact that Earthspark Wave 1 was found in Canada.
I like these little kiosks, but I find them kind of annoying at the same time.
Yes.
Notice the Batman is still there, and that came out in, what, the spring?
Yeah.
I've been watching those figures get discounted out like no other because they can't get rid of them.
Yep.
And what's sad is these Transformers figures, love or hate the show, look infinitely better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I'm like, Batman, what's he talking? I'm like, I just now noticed the. Wow. That's bad. These toys, I mean, the Earthspark toys are amazing. They're really cool. They're not for me, but they are really, really cool. So those have been spotted in Canada. What's next?
Well, we have the Rise of the Beast Deluxe Air Razor First Look, which essentially looks like a retool of Kingdom.
Yep.
Like, it's a slightly taller retool of Kingdom Air Razor.
Yep. This is just a prototype look, right? This isn't a final painted.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the final.
Really? Oh, God. No. No, thanks.
I mean, it's definitely a retool of what's already out. There's supposed to be two different Air Razor toys for a different, like, there was one that came out previously that they showed, which looked a little better, I think. But they still look awkward enough. I mean, they're going to Michael Bay them. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
They're going to look better than the Michael Bay stuff, but they're still going to look pretty craptastic.
Yeah.
Compared to what we're expecting.
Yeah.
But they did retool. I mean, it's the same toy. Same transformation. You can tell by looking at it.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mentioned this, I don't know, a couple episodes ago, the last time we did a news episode or whatever, but apparently they're doing another one now, folks. Transformers X Segway Bumblebee Segway Go-Kart Pro Limited Edition Official Reveal. The official Segway website have revealed their second product of the new Transformers crossover Segway collaboration. Following the Megatron GT, that's right, the Megatron GT2 Super Scooter. God. Now they present us the Bumblebee Segway Go-Kart Pro, featuring a special deco inspired by the Yellow Autobot Scout. Bumblebee Segway Go-Kart Pro, stopping Decepticons, is cruising cool. Pledge to protect Bumblebee, look to Segway Labs to help him with his mission to stop Megatron. Inspired by Bumblebee's unassuming speed, the Segway Go-Kart Pro, powered by Segway, were designed for a speedy ride with great durability and performance. Oh, Lord. Oh, hell no. Hell no. I know Segways are expensive, but hell no. You can order it now via the Segway website for $2,299.99 and ready to ship. Hell no. Hell.
I don't care enough.
I know you don't. I know you don't care enough, and that's fine. But
Segways to me are lazy people ways of getting around.
Well,
I walk.
Well, you know, I'm old, I'm fat, and I'm disabled, so I have to use a cart in the grocery store, one of the motorized ones. But that's just me. But this is just something. This is not like a motorized basket cart from Walmart. This is like, I'm looking at these pictures, and I'm like, almost $2,300 for this? No thanks. Yikes. That's no. All right. Next up for me, this is very cool, and I wish I got to look at these images better, but official The Transformers print set and screen print announcement via the More Art Gallery and Spainters Collective Instagram accounts have made an official announcement of some new official The Transformers print set and screen print. These are a special collaboration between More Art Gallery and Spainter Collective, which offer us four 18x24 archival pigment prints as matching hand-numbered set each and very impressive 36-inch by 12-inch screen print variant on red foil, both in editions of only 100 pieces worldwide. The prints feature the following G1 characters and artists. Bumblebee by Alberto Reyes, Optimus Prime by Ruiz Burgos, Megatron by Aurelio Lorenzo, Starscream by Sanios, I'm sorry if I screwed that up, red foil screen print with separations by Sanios. All right, I'm looking at these, and they look really cool, but I don't know. Now, if I had them all, like the red foil, it's the image right after Starscream where it's all of them put together. Mm-hmm. That looks really cool. I would love that. That is a great mural. But individually, putting them all together. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess you could buy them individually and obviously make the scene, but the red foil version one where it's kind of like black and white, where it's all one print, that looks really cool.
There's a third-party company that is making a oversized Rhinox of Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
In masterpiece scale.
Oh, wow.
And fixed color in head sculpt.
Wow. That's cool.
Speaking of bad head sculpts, though, Rise of the Beast 2-in-1 Optimus Primal roleplay mask.
But you have no opinion on the screen prints?
I mean, I like them.
Yeah.
They're not something I would go out of my way to get.
Okay. All right. Rise of the Beast 2-in-1 Optimus Primal roleplay mask and in package images. Via Baidu users, we have our first in-package images of the new Transformers Rise of the Beast 2-in-1 Optimus Prime roleplay mask. While we had previously seen images of this transforming roleplay mask and its instructions, we finally have a clear look at the packaging, showing the art and the mask, plus a clear look at ROTB Optimus Primal Beast Mode CGI model.
I'm wondering if these masks actually sell.
I don't know, because I don't see a lot of
people. I never see them leave the shelves, though.
I never see people saying, I bought this for my kid, or I bought this for myself to play around with it. Like, yeah, I never see, you know, I don't know. And honestly, it's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the back of the packaging with the little kid model that, you know, has it on his face. It's ugly.
It looks like Cobra Commander's mask in the first G.I. Joe live action movie.
That actually looks better than this to me.
Oh, I know. And the fact it transforms is pretty sad, too.
Yeah, very much so. All right. And finally, we have the fact that the Transformers Generations HasLab Deathsaurus is fully funded. Congratulations to everybody that wanted this figure for $180.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it's basically a masterpiece.
No, it's not bad. I'm just saying, like, I had no. There were maybe three things from HasLab that I can think that I absolutely wanted. Ravage. The Beast Wars Ravage, and the limited edition all purple Galvatron, and there was something else too. I don't remember what it was. Oh, the white Soundwave that I talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So you got any other news, or is that it?
There's the international sightings. The only thing I wanted to bring up from that was that they're having canine and iguanus reissues from Beast Wars.
Okay.
Which I think is cool. I wouldn't mind getting my hand on canine. I already have iguanus, the original one, so I don't really care on that front. But I think it's cool that they're selling him anyway, despite that he's like quadruple the cost.
yeah.
And then I find it interesting, Classic Heroes team, which is normally the Autobot equivalent of Rescue Bots leftovers. They have two Megatrons. One of them is a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a alligator, like green alligator.
Oh, very cool.
Which I find very, very entertaining because the original first Beast Wars Megatron was an alligator.
Yep.
Which I wish they almost would redo that figure in a like a deluxe, just because I'd love to see it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're between the two of us. I mean, I'm not a Beast Wars Megatron expert, but I know my shit when it comes to Beast Wars Megatron for the most part. Look at all of his transformations, all of his changes from season one of Beast Wars to the end of Beast Machines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In that span of everything that he turned into, I cannot hear that voice coming out of an alligator's mouth or whatever the head would look like for the alligator. I just can't hear David Kay as an alligator as Megatron. That would.
Well, I mean, Optimus Primal was a bat.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, you know, that's no, like it's too weird. I mean, I love that they're doing it because they're paying homage to what might have been. I think that's very cool. But
well, originally when they scoped, you know, they created it.
Mm-hmm.
Optimus Primal and Megatron were supposed to be the originals.
Right.
And then they kind of created their own new mythos when Beast Wars started. And they're like, yeah, we're throwing all that out the window.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I like the idea. It could be in an interesting, basically, way of bringing, well, for instance, look at the IDW.
Yeah.
Because technically Megatron reappears after.
Yep.
Everybody. And so think about it. If he would have became an alligator to hide out, we could work.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it couldn't. It absolutely, you could do anything in that comic if we still had that comic, but sadly we don't.
So that's part of it. Also, the other cool thing is TransArt has Rat Trap coming out.
Very cool. Very cool.
They've also got, in addition to the Black Arachne and Cheetor, they have Transmetal 2 Dinobot coming out.
Nice.
And what I find amazing is the level of detail they dump into these figures. Mm-hmm. I know I should be like a paid mouthpiece for these, but so Primal, the Transmetal Primal is like about 8.5 inches tall. And then Transmetal Cheetor is about 7. Optimal Optimus is 9.4. And then Transmetal Megatron is 10.2.
Nice.
So he's already bigger. What I noticed is, luckily I have it. Because they cancel the LED eyes.
Right. Yeah.
On future ones. And so they give a free sticker to replace the eyes and the chest piece, which never lit up anyway.
Right.
And you just put it on there. And actually what's funny is if the eyes light up and you have the sticker on the eyes,
mm-hmm.
it means that his eyes just glow around the sticker and through part of the sticker, but it just amplifies the sticker that's there. And then when the lights go out, his eyes still shine and shimmer from the sticker. So it's really, it adds to the nice aspects of it instead of having dead eyes when he's not turned, you know, when the lights aren't turned on him.
Right. Yeah. So it's, it adds to the aesthetic, and that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Rat Trap is like almost 6 inches tall. And then Black Arachnia is shorter than Transmetal Rat Trap, which seems like an odd choice because I think she was taller. Can't recall, but I remember her being about Silverbolt's height, and Silverbolt was taller.
Well, she's a little bit, if I remember correctly, and I'm going off the show memory, not the toy memory, she's a little bit shorter than Silverbolt, but Rattrap is definitely shorter than Black Arachnia.
Yeah, so it was just a weird choice there, just like Megatron being huge compared to Optimal.
Yep.
And then they have Transmetal 2 Cheetor, which is 8.5 inches tall, which it's about par for the course, but he's still too tall for their Optimal, which everybody's complained is too short. And then this is the kicker, like the only one I'm interested in out of these three of Black Arachnia, Cheetor, and Dinobot, and their Transmetal 2s, is Dinobot, and he's the same height as Megatron. And I'm like,
that doesn't work.
Nope. I'm like, if it was like as tall as like Masterpiece regular Cheetor, like 7 inches tall, okay. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's a beautiful looking figure, and it comes with his little gun and all that stuff. But yeah, I just for the size, it's an automatic no. But
yeah,
I really love the detail this company puts into things.
Yeah, no, they do some great stuff.
It's pretty sad when Hasbro won't even put the work into Beast Wars Masterpiece, but yet third party is doing it and knocking it out of the park.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much what I got going on. And then waiting for, there's been a couple of third party upgrades for like Inferno, where they've got a couple of options. One of them is they gave him his big giant fire gun because, again, he didn't come with it. The other thing is there's been some add-ons where a third-party company made a plug that bends. So basically you can turn his jet cannon that they have mounted on top of the ant mode and beast mode. They have a spot where you can mount it in the actual thorax of the back end of the ant and hide it.
Oh, very cool.
And it's like, and it's just a bendable part, but it also converts so that you can use it to add on to the gun aesthetic of it in robot mode, if you so choose.
Yeah.
Or you can just use it plugged into the back. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of neat. And then, of course, Transmetal 2 Megatron, the only upgrade they have for him is the tail.
Yeah.
Like where you can completely replace it and it just adds it and makes it longer like the show. But otherwise, like I was kind of surprised that the one thing that they didn't make, and it may come out eventually.
Right.
Is a third party thing to fix the beast war or beast neck of the beast mode in beast mode. And also the robot mode face because it comes off.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for somebody to have a replacement.
Yep. So for me, I'm okay. I have my Jada Nano Metal figs. I have series one. I have series two. I don't know if they're going to do a series three with the Transformers. I'm looking at that. Obviously I'm waiting for more Transformers Funko Pops that are not the NFTs because the NFTs are extremely difficult to get. And I don't like the, and I should say, I should qualify the NFT redeemable ones. There's only, out of all the ones they have for Transformers, there's three that I want: the Hot Rod, the Gold Optimus Prime, and the Devastator. But NFT. So I'm looking into other things and other whatevers, and I'm pulling out all this stuff as I'm still unpacking. I've been in this apartment since June of this year, and I'm still like setting things up and getting furniture here and whatever else and all that. And so I pull out all my posters and I get three framed. So I had the two. I was lucky enough. I actually sold one of them to Jason Duvall of Toy World Order. I sold him the DVD, Blu-ray, whatever. But originally I had bought the special edition movie version, Transformers the Movie, from Shout Factory. And they're like, oh, here's a poster. Here's a Hot Rod poster done by Matt Ferguson. I'm like, oh, awesome. Very cool. Well, I now have a Blu-ray player. So I went back to Shout Factory a couple months ago, and I'm like, oh, do they still have? No, they don't. They just have the regular version. That's fine. I don't need the Steelbook version. That's okay. So the regular version still came with the regular poster. So I was able to get both Shout Factory posters. That's cool as hell. And I have those framed. I finally got my it's from Camilo Art. I'm sorry, Camilo, if I'm screwing your name up. He did a art print with Jamie Johnson. It's a homage to the Turtles in Time video game character select screen.
Nice.
So I finally got that. Yeah, I finally got that framed. And I pulled out my 24 by 36 or 24, 27. They're bigger posters of the ones I've had for years, the TFTM poster and the Transformers Generation 1 poster that I have. So I've got that, and I'm just kind of figuring out where I'm going to put all this stuff and whatever else and all that. And I also finally got – I have, and I cannot believe this, but my buddy Joe Reed, who has done all the IDW TMNT comics with me, he either bought it off their website or he went or – a couple of years ago, San Diego, this is before the pandemic, San Diego Comic-Con, IDW had this issue 46 to 50 of IDW's TMNT was all this, like, you know, build a figure, but it was all this, you know, it's like those prints I was mentioning. If you put them all together, they make one big mural. Well, the covers for this done by Santaluco all make one big image, and they had art prints of that. And I was like, oh my God, Joe, I would die if I could have, you know, I would love to have that. So he got it for me, but not only did he get it for me, we've interviewed him like two or three times, Bobby Kernow, who is the chief turtle editor at IDW, or at least he was, I think he still is. Bobby Kernow, Tom Waltz, the writer, and Kevin Eastman. I have their signatures on this poster.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's the next thing I'm going to be getting framed. So yeah, I've had the Turtles comic poster. I've had that in a tube for like 4.5 to 5 years now, however the hell long ago it was. But you know, so I finally pulled that out, and yeah, I'm just kind of restructuring, reorganizing, all that good stuff, and haven't really – I've still got, you know, like you said, you have pre-orders waiting. I have pre-orders waiting for the Core Class Sound Blaster, and they did the – I think I mentioned this because I remember – I just looked at the last news post we did, and it was in there. So the 3-0 MDLX Rodimus, I have a pre-order in for that, so that's going to be cool. But yeah, I mean, I'm not really, I mean, other than those things, which are like a few months out, it's holiday time. I'm kind of winding down. I've got several things in the works. I'm at the point where December 8th will be 14 years that I've been doing this, and I'm not in any rush anymore. Like, I love when we record and we have fun and whatever else. After the fact, I'll edit it when it'll get edited when it gets edited, unless yeah. It absolutely has to come out tomorrow or, you know, whatever. I'm very much slowing down in my old age of 42 7/8. And I'm really digging, and I'm not trying to spoil my – I don't want us to get into the whole Earthspark review thing here, obviously, but I kind of – like, it's – I know you didn't like certain aspects, and like I said, I'm not trying to – but, like, between – like, I feel a resurgence in Transformers animation between BotBots and Earthspark because it's two totally different things that, like – just hit me in so many different ways, and it's very, very cool. So I'm interested to see what happens next with all of that, and I hope to I don't even know if High Moon Studios is still around, but I want to
they're still around, but they don't have the license anymore.
Well, they need to get the license back, because I want another, like, I want the Siege of Cybertron or the what, like, I, yeah, so yeah, I don't know. What else we got? We got anything else, or we kind of...
Well, I'm waiting for my Transmetal 2 Megatron to show up so I can custom repaint it.
This is the dragon, right?
Yep. And now, mind you, I've had the premium one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sold it because it was too big.
Yeah, had he been, I don't know, the size of Optimal...
Yeah.
Like 9.5 inches instead of like 15. I probably would have kept it. And it was kind of, and I say that like it, what's sad is as a kid, I absolutely loved the Dragon Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, I liked the regular Transmetal better.
Yeah.
But he did his most menacing stuff as the Transmetal.
Yes. Excellent. In any case...
I mean, the only thing he did as the dragon was set people on fire, which is fine. That's all well, good, and nice. That's great.
I liked the design, and I liked how they kept his face the same.
Yeah.
There were things that... I really wanted to like the figure. But right. Not only was it monstrosity sized high... I had no ambition to try and transform it.
Yeah.
Just none whatsoever. I was more afraid of breaking it or chipping the paint.
Yeah.
And I'd heard issues with the paint, so I really was kind of, I don't know. And the fact that it pretty much funded most of my collection on its own.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, don't get me wrong. I really like the detail in this thing. It's very shiny. It's very accurate, except for the face. Yeah. Something about the head is weird. I couldn't place what it was, but there was something just off with the face.
Isn't now, it Gigatron?
I'm talking about this Masterpiece one.
Oh, okay.
The other one, the Hasbro release, the Legacy figure, not only is the paint wrong in majority of it, I mean, I like what they did for the dragon arm and the head.
Yep.
However, the beast mode head, or not beast mode head, the robot mode head is Gigatron.
Yeah.
It's not even the correct version of Megatron. It's or the correct show.
Yeah.
And so that's the main gripe I'm seeing with it. And that was my gripe with it more so. Like some people were like, eh, the neck isn't long enough or the... You know, the arm isn't long enough. The tail isn't long enough. I'm like, I really don't care. I'm like, as long as it, you know, kind of is in the ballpark somewhere on those, like, I really don't care because primarily I'm going to keep it in robot.
Yeah.
Like the Kingdom Beast Megatron, I've never transformed it.
Yeah.
Actually, most of my Kingdom I've not transformed.
Yeah. Well, because again, you love the robot. Like you don't dislike the like it would be super cool if you had two of those where you could transform one of them into But you could transform one of them into T-Rex and have the jets, have the flying things. That would be super cool. Or the roller skates or whatever.
I'm kind of hoping
mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how successful this is going to be, but they did sculpt a lot of the detail in it.
Right.
Other than like the shoulder pads and some of the other aspects. I'll probably file the beast mode feet to be sharper. Just so they look better when they're on his chest. And then I'm probably going to take take a lot of it apart. There's some parts that are backwards, like the little claws on the wings. Mm-hmm. They're backwards.
You'll poke your eye out, kid.
And then the wings, like, I get that they're super flexible and they're kind of translucent. And yep. I get that they look fine in Beast, but in Robot, they look ridiculous. Like, I feel like the original figure was better in the wings in the Beast mode than this one. Whereas this one's better in the Robot. So my goal is I'm going to take the wings off and spray paint them all gold and shine this thing up. I'm going to make it a real transmetal.
Very cool. Very cool.
So, but yeah, anyways, that's my tangent for the night.
No. That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. I will say, because this episode will be coming out before the ToyCast 164, I recorded with Dr. Pants from Transmissions, and we did his toy collecting. Yeah, it was Jim's Doves, the ToyCast Origins. And he is a huge Soundwave fan.
Nice.
And I asked him, I said, well, do you know about the Jumbo Funko Pop Soundwave with the cassettes? He said, yeah, I know about it, but it's not really. And then I went on, it was a GameStop exclusive. I went on GameStop's website and I'm like, dude, this thing is $15. I paid $40 for it. Because it's a jumbo. It's a 10-inch. It's one of Funko's bigger figures, so it's more expensive. I paid MSRP, and I love it. I'm not complaining about paying for the $40. But I'm telling him, literally, there's a point in that episode that's coming up where I basically bully him into buying Funko Pop Jumbo Soundwave with cassettes for, like, $15. And I'm not a bully. I'm not like I was always the kid who just didn't care about, you know, I'll leave the bullies alone. They leave me alone. But I'm just like peer pressuring him into, like, you say you're one of the biggest Soundwave fans and you don't have this. How can you not have this? I'm thinking of buying a second one to paint the eye slit red, because again, I mentioned in every episode when I talk about the Funko stuff, their license with Transformers is for the toy base, so the eye visor for Soundwave is yellow. And I'm like, oh, I really want the red. I want the show accuracy, damn it. So, yeah. All right. I think this is going to be a short episode.
Yep.
Unless you have anything else you want to bring up.
No, there's no issue with that there. I mean, I think that short and concise is probably fine here.
Yep. Plus, coming up next, like I said at the beginning, we've got our Earthspark spoiler-filled review with the two of us, plus Optimus Solo. And then after that, folks, it's the Winter of Bayhem. Oh boy, are you ready?
I don't know if I'm ready. We'll find out.
Well, we're starting with the best and ending with the worst. So at least it starts off good with Bumblebee and then goes into the shit.
It kind of devolves from there.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. All right, Megatron, you want to take us out of here? Do we want to do socials, or what do we want to do to close this thing out?
So you can get a hold of me on the Twitters at SCP21 and yourself, sir.
I'm at TF2 and Mike. You can also follow at All Things TFV3 and at Geekcast Radio.
So until next time, transform and transcend.
And be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Ovaltine, Megatron?
Yes, don't you have the decoder?
I thought you were going to come bursting through a brick wall with Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, no.
We'll catch you next time, folks.
Ah, my happy little band. Eager to begin another glorious Predacon day, are we?
Yes. Thank you. I wish to speak to my lawyer.